I'm Mary Rose. About 240 million people are under cold weather advisories and winter storm warnings as a powerful system threatens to bring howling winds, flooding, and heavy snow to the East Coast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orverek has the story.
It's another cold day across, especially the eastern part of the United States. We have a lot of cold temperatures anywhere from the plains eastward to the East Coast. The lowest temperature this morning actually was in West Virginia at minus 27, but there was a lot of minus teens and minus 20s from Minnesota down into parts of Wisconsin and into Iowa.
IndyCar will be coming to the streets of the nation's capital this summer.
President Trump signed an executive order establishing the August 23rd IndyCar race in downtown Washington, D.C. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told the president the nation's capital has never seen anything like this before.
To think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race is designed to be part of America's 250th birthday celebrations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's that time of the year when people sign up for health care coverage. Economist Steve Moore says those on Obamacare are in for some sticker shock.
The Obamacare plans have actually dramatically increased costs. Remember when Barack Obama said that this would drive down costs and would be the Affordable Care Act? We're finding that the price for plans now have doubled to tripled in just 15 years.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. Coast Guard has announced that the search for survivors on a commercial fishing vessel that sank off the coast of Massachusetts with seven aboard has been suspended. The Coast Guard launched a search and rescue mission early Friday. This is SRN News. Religion retreats in Europe.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians, now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy, which bars U.S. taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion abroad. This is SRN News. The SAVE Act, or Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, is a proposed law that would require U.S. citizens to provide documentary proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or a passport, when registering to vote. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick believes Congress will pass the measure.
I think there's a growing support among Republicans to make sure we get this done, and the support we get it done this year. And, I think that momentum is going to be hard to overcome.
U.S. travelers without a real ID or valid identification will face a new $45 non-refundable TSA fee starting Sunday, tomorrow. The Confirm ID screening can take up to 30 minutes and doesn't guarantee passengers will make their flight. More details at SRNNews.com.